You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Cheryl White looks into the mystery surrounding the fate of the crew of the Mary Celeste.
There has been a Bela Lugosi movie made about it. Sir Arthur Conan Doyle wrote a sensational account of it. Today we explore a legendary mystery of history born on the high seas of the late 19th century. On December 5th, 1872, British sailors near the Azores spotted a ship adrift on the open waters. As they neared it, it became apparent that the vessel was the Mary Celeste, known to have left New York about 1 week before, carrying a crew of 7 men, their captain, Benjamin Spooner Briggs, his wife Sarah, and their infant daughter, Sophie. A boarding party found no one aboard, but the ship's only lifeboat was missing. The rations aboard were largely untouched, as was the cargo of industrial alcohol. There was no sign of the crew and no indication of what precipitated the abandonment of the ship. Such is how one of the most enduring legends of maritime history was born. The fate of the crew of the Mary Celeste is not only a continuing mystery, but one which has produced no shortage of legendary conclusions. Today, we may have answers to this one. Across the intervening 145 years since the finding of the abandoned ship, theories and speculation have taken some unusual, if not predictable, turns. Was there a mutiny aboard? Did the crew fall victim to pirates? Both of those conclusions have been asserted, but in the complete absence of evidence that either actually occurred. Perhaps there was a storm at sea. Again, an unlikely conclusion given the few known facts. And of course, more fantastic possibilities have also been offered up, including the possibility that the crew members were kidnapped by sea monsters. Some experts have suggested that given the nature of the ship's cargo, 1,700 barrels of industrial-grade alcohol, perhaps the crew was forced to abandon the ship due to a fear of fumes from potentially leaky barrels. Again, this is only speculation, and the ship's log makes no such reference. So let's turn to that surviving historical record. It is easy enough to dismiss the loss of the crew due to sea monsters, and the condition of the ship upon its discovery seems to argue against a pirate attack. The facts are that the ship's log indicates the crew battled very rough weather for several days, and the last entry in that log was dated November 25, 1872, many days before the vessel was spotted adrift at sea. The same crew reported on that date that they were in sight of land. It is logical that speculation would turn to the sailors who discovered the Mary Celeste. A review of the record shows that they received a partial bounty from the insurance, but the fact that the insurance company did not award the full amount as a salvage payment might indicate they were unconvinced of the sailors' innocence. So it is that yet another possible conclusion to the mystery of the Mary Celeste emerges. Records also indicate the very real possibility of faulty navigation equipment aboard, which might indeed explain if Captain Briggs ordered the ship to be abandoned once land was sighted. Yet even if so, this still does not answer the most intriguing unanswered question. What then became of the crew? Captain Briggs, his wife, and his young daughter. There is as yet no conclusion to write for this great mystery of history, but legends of sea monsters and pirates can prevail, at least for now.
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.